Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID. You are in the meeting now. There are two participants in the meeting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Hey, Rachel. Good morning. Is Mushy in the office yet?
Yeah, how are you?
There he is. Okay. So, guys, I'm going to introduce you to some people today. You ready? Can I turn the camera on? Nikki, where'd
Hello.
You go? Rachel, you there? Oh, Mushy, you're by
Yes,
Rachel.
I'm here.
Mushy's by you?
Hang on a second.
Okay, so this is Sandra. Sandra's going to be, she's worked with our company for quite a while. She's going to be the one who's going to be primarily answering the marketing calls that come in. I think I told you both last week we were starting a new marketing campaign today. So far, no calls of new referrals, but we hope that the phones are ringing off the hook very soon. Sandra's going to be the one to take the initial call, vet the clients to see if they qualify for us for home care. So we're going to work with her to train her. I've been sitting with her for quite a few days already to make sure that she understands at least the basics of it, how to check the patient up in the Medicare portal, Medicaid portal. And as she sends in referrals, Rachel and Nikki, she will be in touch with you as well for questions. And if you see that she did something wrong, don't hesitate to jump down her throat and beat her up about it, okay? Okay, next, Nama. You guys met Nama on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, she's done this. Start over. Okay, so, Maishi, this is Nama. She's working in our intake department. She's working with one of our other companies. Now she's going to be switching over to Rhonda's house part-time or hybrid until we can get fully up and running. And same thing. She's going to be taking the referrals that Sandra brings in, sending them over to Direction Home, like submitting new referrals to them, and working together with us, Rachel and Nikki, on the intake side. So we get her up and running, and then we'll figure out that we don't need four of us doing it, so we'll be able to do other things as well. Make sense?
Yeah.
Amazing. And then you have me. Doing my thing. Okay. Fine, great. So let's jump into some of the cases. I'm going to share my screen in just a minute. You want to see the screen or no? Good. So let's take out, I'm going to share the screen. Oh no, wrong screen. Share. Screen.
Hello, Marcy.
Rachel,
are we ready, guys?
Yeah.
So we had a lot of good activity over the weekend. So let's start from, take it from the top, and we'll work our way down. Okay? Okay, this case, Roberta Angus. So, Nikki, the long-awaited date has arrived because this person is getting their assessment on the 17th, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
So what I'd like you to do, if possible, is to please reach out to the patient and just remind them that we're going to have a nurse from Direction Home come down tomorrow to do an assessment, and she should be prepared. If there's any issues, you know, she should let us know, and she should call tomorrow after the assessment to let us know how it went.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, but this is going to be something that you're going to do. But, you know, you don't know what to say yet. Nikki's going to do it. Okay? You can call patients. She will come to her. She will come to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nikki, how long does it take usually after the assessment for the approval of hours?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
How long does it take after the Direction Home assessment for the approval of hours of services?
Well, once they, I don't know, maybe about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because they go through, like, the whole level of care, kind of like what we're going through right now with Christina. They go through the level of care, get the doctors to sign, and then they'll come back to Direction Home.
Got it. Okay.
Maybe about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. So then they take the information, they get approval, and then they approve out. Very good. Okay. Heather Lexo. What's with this case? You're still waiting on the authorization, right, Nikki?
Yes. Oh, where did you go? Yes, for Heather, yes. Nothing has come in yet for her. I will check the portal again later.
Kirstar, right?
What is Kirstar?
Let me check it over.
I'll give her case assistant then a call. Is that from LaWanda from Kirstar? Is her name LaWanda, the case manager?
LaWanda is the case manager, yeah.
Okay. I'll give her a call and see if she got anything yet.
So this is our last correspondence with them. assessment's completed on 3/11. We replied. Okay. All right. Also, guys, just as a reminder, whenever we're sending emails in the portals, just sign our name. Like on the bottom over here, this is the one. But yeah. This is our assessment, right, Rhonda? Whoever wrote this. Rachel or Nikki. Right. Our assessment, nurse assessment.
Were you asking if that was our assessment?
Yeah, our assessment is on the 11th. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so very good. Okay, let's go through these over here. Hendrick Ashley.
I'm sorry.
I did it.
Give me one
more. Rachel, this might be more of a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that the notes say Nikki arranged for Perla to do the assessment today at 2:30. Were we able to get in touch with the patient to find out the hours, or no, not yet?
You know what? Perla was just in my office, too. Just give me a minute. You can talk to Rachel. I'll get her back.
Oh, I want to get, yeah, I want to speak to Perla. She's here. I want to say hello to her.
Yeah, she just walked in.
Okay. Let's bring her on the line. Perla's our nurse. Okay, Rachel, do you know the hours for this or no?
Give me one second.
No, the person has to pick the hour. So all I know is that it's 35 hours.
Okay, so we're going to work on internally.
Perla's right here. Come on over.
Hi, Perla.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. I'm Judah. This is Nama.
Nice to officially meet you.
And that's Sandra. Got the whole team over here. We hear a lot of good things about you, Perla.
Oh, thank you.
Is it true? Is everything they're saying true about you?
I have no idea, but I'll appreciate it.
Okay, well, take it off. Cause look, take the praise, because you're going to get the blame also. So just take it off, you know?
Okay.
But Perla, thank you for being so flexible with the assessment. We appreciate it. As you know, cases cannot start without an assessment from you guys, from you. So we're looking to grow this company even greater than it is now, and you're a very vital part of that.
Well, thank you.
So one of these days I'm going to come out there and I'm going to meet you guys, and we'll take everyone out to Cleveland for a good kosher dinner. You guys can come along, yeah. Believe that, maybe. Maybe when we hit 100 clients, 100 billed patients, we're at about 60-something now. How does that sound?
We'd appreciate that. No.
Yeah, we all like food. Amazing. Okay, Mike, so write it down. 100, put the sticky note 100 on everyone's desk. And then remind me that I made a promise to come out there. All right, very good. Pearl, if you want to sit in on this meeting, that's great. Are you going to Hendrick Ashley today?
Yes, at 2:30.
Perfect. Once you get the hours, the requested schedule, if you could let Rachel know, okay?
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to have Nam over here call Hendrick to find out if we know the hours. Rachel, if we do, then we'll let you know, because then at least we can get work done staffing for the next 3 hours, because we want to start this case tomorrow.
Okay.
Amazing. Very good. Okay, this is in Youngstown, so it shouldn't be so bad. Okay, the next one is John Crockwell. So I saw this email this morning, Nikki, from you. Where's Perla going?
She's right here.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure they're right away from us. Okay, so Nikki, I saw your email this morning that you were able to have Sylvia, the nurse, do the assessment on the 13th. Was that done?
Yes, she did do it.
Amazing. Okay, so what do we need now in order to start?
Well, she's going to be bringing me the folder, and actually she should be coming in here in the next 15 or 20 minutes, because I talked to her like an hour ago, and she was going to bring the folder in. So right now, once we get his folder back, I'll make sure everything is correct, and then Rachel can see his hours that he is needed, and she can get him started.
Got it.
So he is the one where the wife would like the same person.
What do you mean the same person? Oh, they want the same aid every day.
Correct.
10 to 2. Okay. Look, if we can't get someone to do 7 days, then we can have to split up 5 and 2. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Yes.
Rachel.
Yes, I'm here.
Amazing. Do you think we have caregivers in the Trumbull Warren area?
Yes.
Amazing. So as soon as you get the schedule, we'll be able to get it started.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Okay, but one thing, Nikki, with regards to Hendrick and John, we need the authorization for both of these people.
Okay.
So how are we going to get it?
I'll have to call their case manager to see if they have it.
Okay, perfect, because both of these are, I'm just looking over here, what they're...
If they're care source, I'll get in the portal and see if it's in there yet.
Yeah, they're both from CareStar, from Luana and Sherrod Green.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see what they're... So then really... Okay, fine. Now, this one over here is... Let's just go for a second on the screen here. Hendrick is Molina, right?
Yeah, that's been there. Here's the thing, too, Judah, with the one from CareStar, don't forget, we have to get the approval the supervisors have to sign off on the service plan. Then we can get the authorization number.
Right.
So I will call them today to see.
Okay, fine.
If the service plans are done.
Now let me ask you a dumb question. This Hendrick one is Molina, but what's their waiver? It's also a high home care waiver?
I don't need to see the folder, but probably. How old is he?
Okay, I like what you're thinking. 1989, so he's 30. 1989 is 37, 30,
36, 37. Okay, so yes, he would be with CareStar because he's under 60. So, right. Yeah, the home.
Waiver.
Yeah.
Because he's 18,
69.
Which one? My dad doesn't have money then.
Okay.
Most people in the 6 months do not have Medicare.
Why is it
such
an option?
As what?
For Medicare,
mm-hmm.
When do they have?
MyCare, Ohio is 18 and older. They get Medicare when they're 70. No, go for it, Nikki. What?
Nothing.
Why nothing?
It's okay. I was just going to say the MyCare Ohio, you know, that's what they call it for that, the Medicaid. But that's why I said never mind because I didn't hear the whole question.
Okay, fine. So, Nikki, if you could also call these the case managers for these two, tell them we want to start tomorrow for both of them. We have staffing available for both of them. And let's go from there, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just talking to the team over here. So, guys, so we needed the hours, right? When we made this list.
Yeah, that's
we need the patient's needs. Fine. We need the staffing needs. We need to schedule our agency to do the nurse. So both of these, one had it done on Friday, one's having it done today. Coordinate SOC with patient and the insurance, improve organization, and then schedule the start. Those are all the steps that we need. Okay. Fine. Let's go a little further over here. Darlene Ruck Burks. This is a case that Janelle, the team manager, told us to start. Right? Nikki?
I'm sorry, you're on mute. What did you say?
So we have this patient, Darlene Ruck Burks, that we were scheduled to start, and I believe we started it last week, right?
Rachel, did you send someone out?
Care started for the night shift on the 13th.
Started on 3/13/26. Now, Rachel, I was looking this morning, and I saw that the patient did not clock in for, let me open up my screen, this is
the 15th.
Let me see which day, I think it was, Sunday evening and this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened with those? Do we know yet?
I did not see that until I came in to work today, so I just sent a message to the case manager. I haven't had a chance to reach out to the caregiver to see what's going on, but being that the caregiver hasn't clocked in today either, I definitely will reach out as soon as this conference call is over.
Perfect. Great. Amazing. Great. So I'm going to mark this case. Actually, I'm not marking it as third yet because I need the authorization. Let me see. Okay, so here's some good news. I'm looking at the CareSource portal now. Nick, you see the screen?
Yes, I see it.
Amazing. So I'm clicking on it over here. And I'm clicking you guys. I go to the button. It means I'm clicking this portal. So, I need to log in. You can see the patient's name, care source ID, let's see, okay, all the information, date of birth, sign, service plan summary. Okay, I'm going to click on service plan summary.
Acknowledge that, Judah.
What?
Since you're in there. Acknowledge that since you're in there right now. Acknowledge it. No. Click there, right there.
acknowledgement. This is us saying, yes, we have it. But before that, I just want to show you something.
It might not let you see it yet because you didn't acknowledge it. I don't know if it'll let you see it. There you go.
Acknowledgement.
Now hit the, yep.
Okay, perfect. You see this? This is the service plan, which is, in our world, an authorization. Let's go through it together. Member name, care source ID, Medicaid ID, date of birth, address, phone number, care manager. Prior authorization, this is our authorization number. Provider is us. C1019, that's the service code. These are the dates that we provide services for, 313 to 228, 5,684 units that we can provide. So, Nikki, what method do you use to figure out how many hours there are per week?
I don't. It should tell you right over here.
Maybe I missed it.
Go to the service. Yeah, it should be in there. 28 hours per week.
Perfect. Amazing. Very good. You're right. Good catch. The frequency and schedule is 20 hours per week, Sunday through Saturday. Days and time may vary, which is good because if a patient says, I want 14 hours per day for 2 days, that's good enough. Amazing. Very good. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to take this. I'm going to go back to our front page. I'm going to write. Where's that patient? Over here. Which case started on the evening? This is one that started on that evening, right? Yeah. So I'm going to write. I thought I wrote that somewhere. I'm going to write that. Hold on a second, guys. Okay, case started over here. Authorization, and attach that Nikki. I'm going to go here. I'm going to check off. Also, due date is today. Off start date is 313. But she told us she's going to backdate it from 313. SOC is 313. Care manager name, we're going to fill in as much information as we have with Janelle. Okay, fine. Her email address is, I don't have it here, fine. Big case study, this is the automation, I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to update it. Fine. And we're good to mark this case as case study. See what we're doing? Amazing. So the fact that, I have to attach it. What? Alright, I'm dragging it. Hold on a second, guys. So far, so good, guys. Let's go to the next one over here. And then we'll go to the new cases. Lynn Davis. Right down, it's all the one day. Okay. Nikki, I saw your email with regards to Terry Summers. You wrote that someone from Directional was going to be reaching out to this the son to set up an assessment, right?
Yes.
And did the son want to be the caregiver? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Rachel, when is this aid coming, the son coming in, Emmanuel, to do orientation and stuff like that?
He's already completed the application aspect of the interview and all of that. So once the direction home is complete with their intake process, then I'll usually have him come back in and complete orientation.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you. Direction home.
You're welcome.
Okay, very good. And Christine McCain. Kirstar informed her that the doctor signed the paperwork on the level of skin and sent to Ohio Department of Science. So we'll follow up on this one. Okay, let's go to the two new referrals that came in. Rachel, I see you added them. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's discuss these for a few minutes. Lucinda Burke, this referral came in from client's caregiver, right? That they wanted to come over with us? So tell me a little bit more about that. The patient, I see the note that Nikki wrote, I received the call this morning from Shirley Johnson, Anthem. We're in contact with Anthem?
Well, Anthem called us this morning.
Are we in contact with them?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. She submitted a referral for a client who's requesting Debbie Lewis. Is Debbie Lewis already in our system, Rachel?
Yes.
Yes.
Is she ready HR compliance?
Yes.
Last week for interview.
Amazing. Let me fill in her info. Okay. Just add it. Right there. Fine. Sorry about that. Okay. So the aid is HR compliant. Great. Caregiver is HR compliant. So what happens now, Nikki? What's the next steps for this?
Well, we're sitting here now. I just asked her when she can go out and do the assessment. She told me she can go tomorrow morning. I'm going to finish completing the packet so that she'll have it to take with her in the morning.
Perfect.
Because this is our client. So I told her, the coordinator, Shirley, that we could accept clients. So we just have to give her a tentative start date.
Perfect. And the authorization is going to come in from Shirley at Anthem, or it's going to have to go through Direction Home?
We already have the authorization. She sent it.
Let me see. Is that what the attachment was?
It's in there, yeah.
Right, we're going to look at it together. Is this what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay, so this might be a dumb question, but it looks like so we're getting the MyCare Ohio waiver from the Anthem service coordinator instead of from a service coordinator or case manager at Direction Home, right?
Yes.
So if let's say someone calls me today from Anthem. I mean, I'm sorry, if a patient calls me and they say that they have Anthem insurance and they're with ABC Home Plan, they want to come over to us. Is that the case where I could just call the case manager at Anthem and ask them to send over an authorization?
No. So they would have to go through the process. This was the coordinator who contacted us today, and that is only because Lucinda requested Rhonda's house. We didn't have to go through Barracuda, Direction Home. She requested us, so her case coordinator reached out to us. Her case coordinator, the best way I can explain it, is almost like CareStar. How they'll send us, we just let them know. Like, we're not, like, kind of race to see who gets the person?
Yeah. I don't fully understand it, but My Care Ohio is the most of the time that's Care Source is the Ohio Home Care Waiver, right?
Everybody would be Ohio Home Care Waiver, like My Care. I'm sorry, when you say My Care. This is through Anthem. They also have a program like CareStar does. They take a lot of the clients also. This coordinator I spoke to this morning, under 60. But it's through Anthem. It's not through CareSource. It's Anthem.
Got it. Well, why? Okay. I'm getting confused because in the past you've told me that CareStar is the one who usually does the under 60 people.
Right, and now Anthem, now that we have Anthem, they also do it.
Got it. Okay, fine. So CareStar or Anthem could also do it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
It depends
fine.
On who, yeah.
Fine, so this is our authorization number, right? Meaning the service
Correct.
Is 311, it ends on 310, so it's a year. This is our authorization number, and it's 25 hours per week, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So we're going to update this over here. Further, we do the session on 317. Great. So then we can start the case on 317, right after the assessment is done, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. Okay. Let me just fill this in. So nursing assessment is 317. Anticipate start of care date is 317 because we have the authorization. This one I'm putting ready to start because as soon as we get it, we're good to go. Okay, hold on a second. All she sees is here. Remember, we were doing this before, right? That it was received today, but it's for the 11. Insurance ID. Okay, fine, very good. Next, let's go to the next one, Stacy Fisher. So this one, well, the referral source on this was from, how did we get this referral? Also, a caregiver sent in this referral?
No, the client called in, just like Lucinda. They called in. They are friends, she's friends with the caregiver. And the caregiver is already working here. Her name is Kelly Hall. And so she doesn't have a case manager. She does have Medicaid with CareSource. I took her information, contacted, did a conference call with Direction Home. We were speaking with the intake department, but the client kind of fumbled it in the sense of when she was just talking to just me, you know, she's explaining everything that she needs, which in my opinion, she does need personal care. So when she got on the phone with them, she's literally like, they're telling her, you know, we only accept, and we're not accepting just housekeeping right now. We're only accepting people who need personal care. So the client kind of made it seem like it wasn't a sense of urgency, like she didn't need personal care. And so they didn't really finish going through the whole process with her. They disconnected, and I told the client to call back in an hour and let them know, like, you need personal care services. You're at fall risk. You don't really have use of your hands, so you need somebody that's going to help bathe you and stuff. I was just kind of pointing that stuff out to her so that she can call back. So I did let her know that someone from our agency will be following up with her just to kind of see if she ever made it through.
Fine. I missed the first part. You said the patient does have Medicare?
The patient has Medicaid. They have CareSource.
Oh, CareSource. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and they never had services before?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, good. So I'm actually going to do this with NAMA. Thank you, Rachel, for that. And exactly
what
happened this morning, this all comes out of personal care. They botched the call. So the chance of the patient getting services, I can have to call back and try to get someone else or send another call. is I'm going to call this referral together with Nama. We're going to try to see if we could play around with it a little bit, okay?
That's perfect.
Very good. Let's refresh. I want to add this assessment. Guys, we'll be done in just a moment. I know it's taking a little longer than usual, but it's just to get us all up and running with this.
Hey, Alan, good morning. What's up?
Okay, great. So, guys, to sum it up, it looks like we have a few exciting cases to hopefully be able to start this week. Lucinda, check. Hopefully tomorrow we could start. Stacy Fisher is not going to be this week. But then Hendrick and John Crockwell, hopefully we'll be able to get these two staffed and started this week. Rachel, we're going to call Hendrick to get their schedule.
Okay.
As well as, hey, John, you could already start working on John because we know their schedule is 10 to 2 Monday through Saturday. So we're going to call Hendrick to get their schedule. Pearl is doing the assessment. She'll be at this assessment. Pearl is doing it on Hendrick. Nikki, you're going to work on getting the authorizations for both Hendrick and John, letting them know we can start ASAP, which will start tomorrow. And as soon as we get all that comes together, then we could start Hendrick, John, and Lucinda this week.
Yes.
Amazing. And also, Nikki, you're also going to call the Roberta to confirm her to the assessment for tomorrow. And one more thing, Heather Lexo, for you to request the authorization.
Yes, from
Great. Over the next few days and weeks, Nikki, I'm going to have us teach Nama a little bit more about requesting authorization. This way, we could sort of tag team, divide and conquer.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Amazing. Very good. Okay, guys, the goal is 12 this month. Last month we did 8. We have a roadmap for this month. That will let you all get there. Good? All right, guys.
Unbelievable.
Mice, wait, Rachel, before you hang up, Mice, I want to make sure that we're making sure Rachel is flooded with applicants.
I just updated the smart sheet for the caregivers. I'm going to hang up the mezuzah soon.
Okay, good. Very nice. Rachel, is Bianca or Denisha helping you with some of these orientation interview stuff?
I don't utilize Denisha because she's unavailable a lot of the times, but Bianca typically does, and Bianca is not in the office today.
Got it. Okay, so Mice is going to be your right-hand person today.
That's fine.
All right, very good. Thank you, guys. We'll talk again later on.
All righty, we'll be in touch.
Have a great day, bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.